Isn't it incredible how so often what we're learning in Daf Yomi is so pertinent to the Inyan Diyom? Like, we recently celebrated the holiday of Shavuos, and concurrently, we've spent the last few days discussing Shavuos and Matan Torah in Daf Yomi. So I wanted to share with you an incredible pshat that I heard from Mati Slanim in the name of the Lubavitcher Rebbe that relates not only to Matan Torah, but has implications to our daily lives as well. So the Rebbe discusses in his Sicha the famous Gemara in Shabbos that we recently encountered on Daf Peches Amud Beis. Hashem, before Matan Torah, before the giving of the Torah, tells the heavenly assembly, the angels, that he plans to give the Torah to Moshe, to mankind. And the angels vehemently protest and they argue, saying that the Torah is in heaven and should remain there. Hashem says to Moshe, "Moshe, what do you have to say about this?" And Moshe responds and says, "The Torah is of no use to them, and thus should be given to us, to mankind." So the Rebbe asks the following question. We know that there's a din of bar mitzvah, that when someone is selling a field, the neighbor closest to that field has the option to purchase it before anyone else, i.e., in modern American legal terminology, the right of first refusal. Given that the Torah was in heaven, why should it not be given to the angels who are also in heaven, rather than to the humans who are on earth? So you might ask, like, wait a second, the Torah was given over as a matana, as a present, and this rule, the right of first refusal, only applies to a mecher, to a sale. So the Rebbe says, that's not really a question, because we find that the giving of the Torah was also called a sale. As Chazal say, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Macharti Lachem Torasi. God says, I sold you to the Jewish people my Torah. So after addressing these and the other theoretical questions that you can ask, the Rebbe offers the following incredible explanation. He explains that according to the Gemara in Bava Metzia, if the neighbor who wants to buy the field wants to do so in order to use it for planting, while the other individual who isn't the neighbor wants to buy it to use it for building, the Gemara says that the din of bar mitzvah, the right of first refusal, doesn't apply, and we allow the one who wants to purchase the field for building purposes to do so despite not being a neighbor. This, the Rebbe argues, is the fundamental reason why the angel's argument that since the Torah was in heaven, the din of bar mitzvah should apply, fell flat. Angels, as we know, are static. They're passive. They can't use the Torah to build, to create, to achieve. Humans, however, have the potential to be proactive, to build, to create, to achieve. And this is what Moshe was saying when he responded to the angels and said, "Do you have a father and mother who you need the command of Kibbutz Av HaEm for? Do you have desires, impulses? Are you jealous that you need the command of don't steal?" No, you don't. And thus, even though you're the bar mitzvah, you angels want the Torah to merely plant. And we mankind want the Torah to build. And therefore, the Torah should be given to us, the proactive buyer, and not you, the passive ones. We find this idea manifests itself in our Parsha, Parshas Maso, as well. We know that the commentators famously ask why the Parsha of Sota precedes in the Torah the Parsha of Nazir. Says the Gemara, Ko haroeh sota bekukula yazir atzmo minayayin. Anyone who sees a sota in her disgrace should take note of the damage which is caused by alcohol in its ability to fuel promiscuous behavior, and to disavow wine and become a Nazir. So Rav Tzadok HaKohen in Pre-Tzadok asks, granted this explains why the Parsha of Sota comes before the Parsha of Nazir in the Torah, but why then does Meseches Nazir, the tractate that deals with the laws of Nazir, precede Meseches Sota and Shas? Shouldn't it be the other way around? So while Rav Tzadok gives an answer, using the explanation that we discussed earlier, we can use his answer and take it a step further. So man has the ability to either be a gavra or a chefsa. To be a gavra, to take proactive action in life, or to be a chefsa, an object, which at its essence is passive, being acted upon rather than acting on others. We can simply be passive, like the angels, only taking action when acted upon, not planning ahead, not taking proactive measures, but rather if a stimulus is encountered, responding. one happens to see the sota disgraced, and so then one responds by becoming a nazir, by disavowing wine. However, by putting Meseches Nazir before Meseches Sota and Shas, by offering us the ability to learn about the laws of Nazir before encountering those of the Sota, Chazal are offering us another option, the ability to achieve our true potential as people, to become Gavras, men and women in the fullest sense of the term, people who, as Moshe argued in his debate with the angels, who are by nature proactive and not merely passive, builders and not merely planters. Rather than simply being acted upon, seeing a stimulus, the degradation of the Sota, and only then responding, by putting Nazir before Sota, Chazal are encouraging us to actualize our potential, to take proactive measures, to become a Nazir before ever encountering the Sota. The days after Shavuos, the annual Matan Torah, we need to remind ourselves of Moshe's argument against the angels, to recognize that our right to override the rule of Bar Mitzvah, to take the Torah away from the angels and onto earth, is predicated on demonstrating that we are builders and not merely planters. That we recognize that ideally, Nazir precedes Sota and is not merely done in response to it. That we are committed to learning about the solution prior to ever encountering the problem. That we are Gavras and not merely Chefsas. That we are proactive and not merely passive.